You're on RDU 98.5 FM with Andrew. It is your Wednesday Drive show. And with a little bit of luck, we should have on the line the man behind that tune, Belfast Bottle Store Bandit, and one of the 30 DJs appearing at Ultrasonic 3, Mr. Liam K. Swiggs. Are you there, Liam?
Yes, I am, mate. What a throwback. I haven't heard that for a while.
Oh, it's a tune, isn't it, from the Redwood Patrol tape. How is your Wednesday going? Thanks so much for your time. And a friend of the show, I think we can say now. Great to chat with you again, Liam.
Yeah, mate. Always always love calling in. Yeah, I'm going pretty good for a Wednesday. I've actually got the rest of the week off after this. I won't get into it yet, but my mum's coming up to watch her first ever Warriors game.
How good is that?
Bloody good.
Don't worry, I've carved off a little bit of time for some Warriors chat. Now, you're joining us today to have a yarn about Ultrasonic 3, happening now in less than a month's time. General release, last tickets are available. You're playing a set there on September the 20th at Sydenham Underpass. Are you looking forward to getting back on home turf? Of course, based up in the 09 now. It'd be great to have you back in the Garden City.
Yeah, mate, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm rusty on the deck, but I'm not DJing as much these days. So it's really special to be coming home for that and, you know, getting back into the swing of it.
Oh, we're looking forward to it, that's for sure. Now, the original Ultrasonic Parties 1 and 2 in Cathedral Square, 30 years back, a little bit ahead of your time, but I know you're a student of music and underground culture, so it must be quite cool for you to be a part of celebrating the rave scene and culture of the 03 of Canterbury.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was present in those years, but maybe coming in at about 1 year old, but I think it's really special, and it's super cool to just connect all the dots in between, because I think so much, like, I know it's a different time period, but so much is lost in between the earthquakes as far as the sort of new emerging electronic scene and the old school is sort of being connected together, you know. So it's going to be really cool to, you know, catch up with everyone and no doubt meet heaps of people that a lot of us sort of haven't really mixed and interacted with. So yeah, really, really looking forward to it.
That's a brilliant point, actually. I hadn't thought of that. It's sort of just that slight disconnect between eras which was caused by that, and it is such a shame, but that we are putting that well and truly in the rearview mirror, because Ultrasonic 3 at the Sydenham Underpass, Saturday 20th of September. Now, jumping off a little bit randomly from the West End Picture Theatre in the 1990s, Ultrasonic, number 3 is being held at Sydenham Underpass. I haven't been there as yet. Have you played out there or been there as a punter? It looks like it's going to be a perfect space for the event.
I haven't actually been there since it's open as the Sydenham Underpass, but I've spent plenty of time hanging around in Sydney myself. You know me, I'm a proud suburban man all around Christchurch.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. From what I've seen and from, you know, pretty much everyone's played there at this point, it seems like a really awesome space, which is, you know, so cool for the city.
It's absolutely. It's going to be a perfect fit for this upcoming gig. Now, I was thinking just today, actually, in many ways, you've picked up the band and run with it in some respects, from the original Ultrasonic sort of values and ideas through the Big Fresh Collective and the like. Since you've put on events and put out independent dance music and parties and brought the 03 music out to the world, is that something you'd go along with it, you know, without even perhaps thinking about it? But there's been, I think, a continuation of spirit, at least, I think.
Oh, yeah, hard out, which is really cool. And, like, I think, you know, like, it's not necessarily like I drew inspiration from it, because I wasn't overly aware of it. But, like, all good music sort of, you know, ends up running in the same sort of pathways and formulating in similar ways. So it's really cool. And the comparisons and the, you know, the crossover, I don't know if it's down to just that sort of genuine Kiwi ingenuity, sort of, you know, DIY label spirit, but it's super cool, and it's just awesome to be asked to come along, you know, and represent our sort of part of the culture and play it. It's really, really cool.
Absolutely. And you were last here in Ōtautahi for the Footmahi 2025 release party. That must have been an absolute blast as well.
Yeah, it was a bloody ripper. They always are, but it was you know, so cool, those Footmahi parties. And like I think every year, you know, like we said before, new people sort of come on board, so it's like a similar energy where you know, the new meets the old. I guess I'm getting old, so you can call it that. But yeah, bloody good stuff.
And that one was a real hit and run mission. Do you get to spend any more time with friends and family down here, or is it, or are you back to the grind again quickly after Ultrasonic 3?
I'm always sort of back on the grind, you know what I mean? But like, it's going to be a very, you know, hopefully foreshadowing, it's going to be a good busy period for NRL finals football. So if it's going to be in Auckland, I want to sort of be around for that. But yeah, probably quick trip down, but definitely looking to come back down during the summertime and, you know, just lush out.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned before, haven't been on the decks as often. I know you're a really busy man with your day job, life in general, and the Warriors enjoying a good year. So have you had much time for music projects, or has it been a little quiet in the last little while?
I guess it's been a little quiet, but the craziest thing is, like, at this point, footmahi just got so big that it, like, takes up not, like, a lot of time, but a lot of energy, I think. And I put everything towards that, and, you know, we did the shows, and it's been really cool. It's been nice to step back for a year, but there's actually so many people have started tuned in from the Big Fresh that are nagging at me to, you know, get my ass back into gear, so to speak, and get some new releases out there. So there's plenty of content that's sitting there that's just ready to be dropped. I think maybe after this NRL season we can get into the swing of it a bit more. But, yeah, it's been nice to, I think, take a step away at a time where the scene was just so thriving and doing so well on its own that, like, you know, it's just been cool to know that's still going on. Whereas back in the day, you know, there wasn't much going on at all. No,
there was a drought once upon a time, and thankfully there isn't now.
Sure was.
Your musical taste in general, immaculate, pretty eclectic. I'm going to play a House Buns tune later on, thanks to your recommendation. But nice. You're probably best known for the footmahi movement. Is that likely to form the bulk of your set at Ultrasonic 3?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, like, you know, I want to lab out a bit and dip into my bag and see what cool shit, basically, I can pull out at Ultrasonic, you know, just to do a bit of justice to the energy that we're trying to bring to the party, that whole sort of footwork, footmahi vibe, and, like, you know, a bit of halftime and a bit of jungle and stuff like that. So it'll be really cool. And more to the point, I think everyone else will probably do a far better job than me, and, like, I'm really looking forward to seeing what everyone throws out.
Well, apart from your good self, there's a whole bunch of DJs, 30 of course in total, but there's the likes of Infidin, J-Love, Belzy, to name but a few, have been involved in Big Fresh Collective projects. They're on the bill, so they'll be amongst the top picks. So it must be cool just to catch up with people as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's like that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? Like, it's just such a cool buzz to have, you know, everyone sort of in the same place at the same time. So I'm looking forward to the smokers area banter, as you would call it. I'm a bit of a shocker. You normally catch me out there, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to trying to have a good night of balance between, you know, dancing and listening to music and talking everyone's bloody ear off.
Fantastic. Now let's move on to the other great passion of both yours and my life quite quickly. We're going to jump on to rugby league now. Your beloved Warriors locked in, guaranteed for finals football. Been injury cursed this year, still grinding away with the wins. I'm picking you to beat Parramatta on Friday. You'll be there. Your wonderful mother, who I met at the Huduguru show, lovely lady, she'll be there. So you're looking forward to Friday night. And where's the long-term finals optimism at? Needing top four, do we think?
Yeah, I'm really hoping, you know, I'm really looking forward to Friday night, because Parramatta got one over us last year, and then one of my good mates, he's a massive Parramatta fan, shocker, just kind of like you are with Manly.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
it's a bit of a battle, but I'm thinking, like, if the Warriors kind of want to pull finger and, you know, get there, they really need to start knocking off these sort of, not like easier teams. I think Parramatta's a hard beat at the moment, but, you know, they did the Dragons the other week, Titans last weekend, games where they should be winning, where they kind of weren't a few weeks ago. But, you know, and I think it's good to take a bit of a dip earlier than, like, you know, start dipping now right before the finals. And, like, you know, it's set up pretty pretty good. I think top four is pretty important just to get that home game and that second life. And, you know, who knows what could happen. I think it's definitely a battle of what club sort of stays the healthiest at the moment. But speaking of staying healthy, it's shocking how Penrith have rested their whole entire great side.
16 players, a bit of a mickey
too. I think that's a bit against the spirit of the game, really.
I'd be inclined to agree. Now, the only snafu, and you actually alluded to it earlier on with Ultrasonic, is that could clash with week two of the playoffs. I was looking at my diary.
Yeah, it sure could, but... Well, I think we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
We'll worry about that one later. Now, let's bring the two worlds together to conclude. Thanks so much for your time, as always, Liam. It's a pleasure to have a chat. Now, I'm going to play League Donk by the mysterious and great Donk Dobbo from Footmahi 2025. Can you take the uninitiated, perhaps, through the origins of this song for us?
Oh, it's a crazy one, eh? I think, like, maybe it's like a dormant viral hit, because I thought it might have popped off a bit more, but... you know, that classic Fox League intro sound that we all know too well on a sort of Saturday afternoon, Sunday evening, you know. He's Donk Dobbo, the crazy man. He's gone and taken and just absolutely flipped it on its head. And it's an anthem, really. I think there's a future where Fox Sports is probably opening up the show with that song itself. So
they should
be. Absolute heater, probably an all-time big free song for sure.
Well, it's a glorious mad tune, and we're going to play it for you now. Liam K. Swiggs, thanks again for your time. We look forward to seeing you, one of the many DJs, and will be a highlight of Ultrasonic 3, Saturday 20th September at the Sydenham Underpass. Tickets from saltbox.flickit.co.nz. Cheers, Liam. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Awesome. Cheers. Thanks for having me, mate. Up the Waz.
Up the Waz. Cheers, Liam. Catch you at Ultrasonic.